We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed one.
So like a donkey. Yeehaw. Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Monday, July 31st goes to Leonard McKelvey, a.k.a. Charlamagne the God. Mm. Why am I giving myself Donkey of the Day today? Because I was wrong in my prediction for the Errol Spence versus Terrence Crawford fight. Now, I know you're wondering, why would you give yourself Donkey of the Day for making a wrong sports prediction? It happens. Well, it's because I looked that man, Terrence Crawford, in his eyes and told him he was going to lose several times. I've been saying for years that Errol Spence was going to beat Bud, and Terrence himself did not forget that when he was here. When was that, last month?
Yes.
Let's listen.
You got to make some adjustments, though. This is Errol Spence we talking about.
This is the guy that you had picked over.
I did,
you
know? I did.
He picked him over.
I remember.
I don't forget.
I got Errol. Yeah. I do got Errol. I just think, you know, styles make fights. I think Errol got it. You feel pressure going into this fight?
Not at all. This is my time, and the world going to see July 29th.
You feel like you don't get the respect that you deserve, even with, you know, Charlamagne saying he thinks Errol's going to beat you. Like, you're the underdog in a lot of this.
It's just boxing.
Don't back down now.
I'm not. I got Errol.
You're going to lose. you definitely going to lose.
Look, man, unlike so many other people in this media space, I say things to people, not about them. Okay, whatever I say about you, I have to keep that same energy when you're in front of me. That's why so many media personalities I don't respect, because they say things about people, and then when that person calls them or they face-to-face with that person, their energy changes. Nah, keep that same energy. And that's what I did with Terrence Crawford. But also, if I'm going to do that, when I'm wrong, I'm going to let everybody know I was wrong, because after the performance Terrence Crawford put on Saturday night, he deserves that. Okay, I saw what Bud said to the reporters after the fight. Let's listen.
Do you feel like now when you look back, like, do you feel some sense of vindication that people who overlooked you for so long, now you're at the top of the heap and there's no doubt?
Well, I've been telling each and every one of y'all for years. A lot of y'all over here looking sad. Ellie, you looking like a ass dude over there because you was going against me. All in all, you know, I get to say I told y'all because I've been asking for these fights for years. And y'all been saying, oh, he's too small. He's going to get this. He's going to get broken. And each and every time that I step up, I proved y'all wrong. So, you know what I mean? Write some great stories about Terrence Crawford. Don't hate on him. Don't say nothing negative. Just give me my props.
Terrence Crawford is absolutely correct. Terrence Crawford is the best pound-for-pound fighter in boxing. There is nothing else to say. That man made Errol Spence an undisputed, undefeated three-division champion who had never, ever been knocked down. He made that man look basic. And that's what I hate about casual fans who don't watch boxing. There's folks out there who now think Errol Spence is trash, and that's not the case. He's an elite-level fighter, but clearly there's levels to elite, and Terrence Crawford is at the top, okay? That man did everything to Errol Spence that I didn't think he could do. He overpowered him, he hurt him, and he was able to withstand Earl's power, okay? Bud literally said he took one of Earl's punches early and thought to himself, that's it? And what's so cold about Terrence Crawford is even when he was here and I was telling him he was going to lose to Earl, not once did he feel the need to overly prove with words what he was going to do. Let's go back and listen to some more.
Can't, he's big. He's naturally bigger than you. He's strong.
He's the big guy. I didn't hurt at all. Can he get hurt?
Yeah, he's a man.
So what's going to stop him from banging with me?
I'm not a coach or in your corner, but I wouldn't suggest you bang with him.
Why? What you trying to say?
What are you trying to say, Sheldon? You trying to say he's not as powerful?
He's as strong as Earl.
What?
How you know?
Say it clearly.
Let's be clear. Terrence Crawford is amazing.
We know that.
At what he does.
What you saying?
What I'm saying is, what makes you think that?
Probably the size. I don't know if you can hurt him is what I'm saying.
Did he get hurt his last fight?
Yes.
Okay, case closed.
Yeah, but you got to get to him, though.
So you saying this man can't get to him? Is that what you say?
My man Red is a great boxing guy. He says you win no problem. My barber says you win no problem. These are the debates I've been having since the fight's been announced. Mm-hmm.
But Charlamagne don't feel that way.
What is it with so what?
Listen, that's his opinion.
Yeah.
You know, when people have an opinion, it's like, everybody got one.
Oh, man. Sometimes it's tough to admit when you're wrong. Especially when you're right about a lot of stuff like I am.
What?
I was right about UFOs. I was right about being mistaken for Morris Chestnut. I was right about envy being a Spanish-American descent. It's just a gift that I have. But there's a lesson to be learned in this, okay? If you know what you can do, there's no need to have a bunch of words and lip service. Just show and prove through actions and deeds. And Bud showed us on Saturday through actions and deeds. That fight was hard to watch, man. It was hard to watch, okay? It was hard to watch Errol Spence get beat like that. That fight had me stressed. I'm not a gambling man, so I didn't have no money on the fight. I love both fighters, so there wasn't a personal attachment to either one, but I did feel like Bud was in there kicking my ass. I felt Bud was in there taking out years of being doubted by critics. He was taking it out on Earl. It felt like Bud took it very personal that people said, this is the guy y'all said could beat me. And every time Earl got knocked down, I felt knocked down too. I was so emotionally drained from the fight on Saturday night that I didn't even go see Beyonce on Sunday.
What?
I was tired. Okay, I had already worked myself up to think we was going to get a much more competitive fight than we got. So emotionally, that was a letdown. Even if you had Earl, even if you had Bud, nobody could predict that level of domination. Even if you predicted Bud to knock Spence out, or if you thought Spence was going to knock Bud out, you didn't think either one of them was going to dominate the fight the way Bud did, okay? So drop one of Clues Bombs for Terrence Crawford, all right? And I don't need a rematch. I understand Errol Spence is going to exercise his rematch clause and they may fight at 154. Anything can happen in a fight, but we all know styles make fights, and I don't know what Errol Spence could do style-wise to have any answers for what Terrence Crawford did Sunday night. Saturday night. The way Terrence Crawford fought on Saturday night, he could have helped the Avengers in the battle for Earth against Thanos. Okay, you can't tell me that when it comes to hand-to-hand combat, Terrence not up there with Captain America. So I don't know what could change in a rematch. But Errol Spence is an elite-level fighter, so anything can happen. But after what we saw Saturday night, the gap between them is so wide, I don't want to see a rematch. But hey, they probably will rematch, and then after that, there's nothing left for Bud to do. He'll be 36 years old. Let's say he wins the rematch in a dominant fashion again. Then what? He gonna fight Boots? Love Boots, but that does way more for Boots than it does for Terrence Crawford, so there's no incentive there. So I see Bud moving up to 154, fighting Jermell Charlo for the opportunity to become a three-division undisputed champion and then retiring. That's it. Nothing else for Bud to do after that. He's quieted all the critics, silenced all the naysayers, and he's absolutely right. If you was wrong about Terrence Crawford versus Errol Spence, just admit it. Give the man his props. Just admit you was wrong and give that man his just due. Terrence Bud Crawford, you are indeed the illest nigga in Nebraska. And I was wrong about you losing to Errol Spence. So please give me Charlamagne the God, the biggest hee-haw. It's hard, man. That was a tough fight to watch. Very tough fight to watch.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Yes, indeed.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.